believe it or not, the last episode we posted was 10/16.
October?
Yeah, wow. That was our Harry Potter random episode.
Harry Potter?
We didn't record a lot.
So what, that's almost 5 months ago?
Almost. Yeah, it's been some time.
It's been a little bit.
Oh, that was a good pre-show. Okay, now for our Patreon subscribers.
We're back! I was going to say, the exercise we were going to do was Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam! I'll
do that. Robin Williams. Speaking of that, Aladdin.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to bring us down a rabbit hole.
Good.
We'll just consider this the catching up episode. That's fine.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die.
If I were green, I would die.
So to the day, this is actually 6 months exactly.
Wow, so really?
Yesterday would have been 6 months.
So season two.
Right. It's about time. Maybe Max and Luke will join us at some time. They have lives. So do we.
But kind
we
of.
Yep. Try to make time. But yeah, this is Expectation versus Reality in 2019.
Hopefully we have more of a schedule now to actually record.
Yes. I'm excited. This is the first time we're ever trying to record in a library.
A proper location of some sort.
It's not bad, actually. Other than the humming, if you hear that...
Sorry.
Don't fall asleep.
It is what it is.
Hopefully we'll come out in post. We'll fix it in post.
That's going to be difficult. You're funny. You're real funny.
It's fine.
But I'm Alex.
I'm Jeremiah.
And I'm Justin.
I don't have any fun facts to follow that up with.
And together we are AJ Squared.
Yes, this is the old group back from high school. Geisler, you're not listening. We're still here.
Did you like how Justin whispered in your ear like that? Whispered sweet nothings into your ear?
Well, believe it or not, it's also a decade since we've been in school.
Yeah, I know. We could have gone through our whole educational careers. Kindergarten.
Don't. No. That's not okay to say.
I don't miss it for a single day.
No.
Should we go back to Aladdin? I'm actually pretty excited for it. That last trailer was not too bad.
The last trailer was better than the whatever they put out before it. I get why people are hating on Jafar, but he's Jafar.
Make him an old man, though. He's supposed to be disgusting looking.
Like I've said before, Prince would have made a fantastic Jafar. He's got the pencil line mustache. He was the perfect age. True.
But do you want to get somebody who's a better singer than Aladdin?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because he's supposed to be better.
Yeah. I heard a little rumor that they brought back the original singer from Aladdin for this movie.
I can believe it.
The guy actually acting isn't singing, but the original Aladdin singer.
I'm okay with that.
Because he sounded great.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, I got some shivers down my spine when they started singing A Whole New World.
Yep, sounded exactly like they did back in the 90s. Yeah.
I think that's what everybody got. I don't know, still when you see the lion's open mouth, it just doesn't...
Tiger?
It doesn't have that cliff. Yeah, it doesn't have the cliff.
Oh, you're talking about like the sand.
Okay,
the sand. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about Jasmine's tiger.
That looked fine. Yeah.
It's cool. Looks like the Life of Pi tiger.
Yeah. Man, Life of Pi, though. That was a great movie.
Never saw it.
It was good.
I like Pi, though.
I'll be honest, I watched it more recently, and I'm starting to see some of the...
Not that Pi.
Oh, not that Pi. Some of the kind of... I was talking about 3.1.
The mathematical measurement.
Yeah,
this is
a
depression pie, if you really want to watch it.
And then pumpkin pie is the best. Key lime pie is pretty good,
too. I just had moonshine for the first time last night.
Moonshine
Never
pie?
Never had it. We bought this little tiny, it looked like a little shot glass, but it had a twist
actual
on,
moonshine.
Yeah, a little twist on lid. It was 40% alcohol, and it was apple pie, and it didn't burn at all, and it tasted great.
That's dangerous.
And I want more.
Question is, did it really burn? You've just already burned it enough to where you don't feel it anymore.
That could be. Maybe it was only 40 proof, which makes it. Either way.
Who knows?
40 proof sounds more accurate.
Yeah. Well, I've still not had moonshine, which is like the one that I saw in the store was like 160 proof. Ooh. So... 80% alcohol.
Sure, you haven't had moonshine until you get it from some random old lady in the middle of a bayou.
A bayou. Are we just going to Tennessee or are we going further south?
If you can count the number of her teeth on one hand, you're in the right place if you want moonshine.
So they announced Alan Tudyk, or however you say his name, K2SO from Rogue One as the parrot. What's his name?
Iago?
Yeah, in Aladdin.
Some part in that trailer, he's like massive.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, so I heard that they're making him like bigger rather than the random snake
thing.
I don't know. We'll see.
When Jafar is a snake?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember a random snake.
Doesn't his staff or something turn into a snake?
Yeah, it does. It does do that.
Okay. Yeah. That might be all right. I don't think so.
It's been a while since I've actually seen Aladdin.
Yeah. And I don't know if I want to watch it before I see the new movie or after I see the new movie.
I would go after.
After?
After you get your thoughts down about the new one, then go watch
the other one. Yeah, because you don't want your expectations blown by how good that animated movie is. You want to enjoy the reality of the new one.
That movie, do you know that was Disney's first foray into using CGI in their animated movie?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And Aladdin? Wait. Was it Aladdin or Beauty and the Beast?
I'm pretty sure it was Aladdin. I think Aladdin came out before. Hang on, I'll look it up.
I want to say maybe Beauty and the Beast was like the very first attempt because of the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
But Aladdin may have been their first time doing it like an entire movie.
But correct me if I'm wrong, the first movie to do CGI, like legit, was Jurassic Park.
I want to say that might be true.
Okay, so...
Because they were doing claymation animation for him.
Oh, yeah.
Aladdin came out in 1992. I was 2 years old.
I want to say Beauty and the Beast was 89?
Beauty and the Beast.
86.
Was 91.
91, wow. Wow.
Do the other.
So they probably had overlapping development.
Probably. They might have used the ballroom scene to test something for Aladdin because they were in development at the same time.
You could see that. Oh, so that's again, smart. Since October, we've had so many things happen, like Aquaman.
Never saw it. Mummy!
The new Halloween that we went and saw.
Oh, I enjoyed that one a lot.
Actually, I liked it way more than the original.
There's good things about that one.
It was good. It was good. They did something that they really needed to do and made it a direct sequel to the first one.
It was awesome. That made it really cool.
Yes. Yeah. Laurie Strode back and better than ever. Very interested to see where they go from here. I'm in. Let's see where this train takes us.
They go to Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Bumblebee, I actually didn't like, but it's because
didn't see it either.
I missed the first few minutes, and the first few minutes are like nothing but action packed.
Yeah,
on a planet.
Yeah,
I watched the first few minutes on YouTube, and I was like, "Yeah, Bumblebee is awesome."
The movie would hit it right there.
I saw Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm going backwards now.
Captain Marvel. You're with me.
And then,
unfortunately, we're sitting next to each other.
Before that, I saw the Lego Movie Part 2.
Saw that one.
And then I think after Halloween and between Lego Movie, I think I only saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I haven't been able
to make it out to the movies much.
I still think that movie is better than Infinity War.
What?
I'm putting that out there,
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I would rather go and rewatch Spider-Verse than Infinity War again.
I can see that.
Fight me on that. Don't really fight me. I can't hear it right now.
Man, I don't agree with that at all, but, I mean, to each their own opinion. I just watched Infinity War again a week and a half ago, and I couldn't look away. It was so good.
It's good.
I'm getting the girlfriend to finally watch it. She's a little behind.
Yeah?
She saw Captain Marvel. She enjoyed
it. Okay.
And then I had to explain the pre-credits... like spoiler thingy. I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah, understandable.
It's exciting.
Do we want to give general reviews of
sure.
whatever we've seen since the last, what was it, 5 months?
Why not? We're already there. Let's do it.
Okay. Where do we want to start? Spider-Verse?
I don't even remember all these movies. Yeah, I'm fine with Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse, I went in expecting crap just because of Sony's track record. Was very impressed. I liked the twists. Loved the animation style. And I probably wouldn't have seen it if you guys didn't push it so hard on me.
Dude, you had to see it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I think it was made really well for theaters, and the fact that it was only, what, $90 million or $99 million budget?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really
good. I wasn't expecting it to be visually stunning, like, just based on the trailers. It looked like it was going to be really good visually, but I was not expecting to like the story as much as I liked it.
Yeah.
They made Miles Morales a very compelling character. And I'm looking forward to whatever they do with Miles in the future, as long as they keep him the same.
So many good voice actors in it, too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And they handled the characters and the twists on the characters fantastically.
Yeah. Just enough Spider-Pig to where you're like, okay, you get a few laughs, and Buddy's not, like, the main center of attention for too long, which was a smart choice.
You don't definitely like cartoons?
Because he was a Looney Tune.
And that's all, folks.
Can you say that? I mean, legally?
probably one of the best superhero roles for...
Nicolas Cage?
Oh. I had his name, then I forgot it.
Sometimes I let the match burn down to the fingers just to feel something.
Just so I can feel something. He's like, he's so edgy and it's amazing.
How's there wind in here? We're in a basement.
You know, I don't understand this Rubik's Cube, but I will unlock your secrets.
The wind falls me everywhere. It smells like rain.
I don't remember any of these quotes.
And then there might have been a Spider-Man reference for when they're choking out the guards. You hear him go, "Slee."
Yeah, I remember that one. Is that in the original Spider-Man movie when Goblin breaks into Aunt May's house when she's praying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or is that... No. It's no, he does it to Spider-Man. And he puts his hands out and goes, "Sleep." And he knocks him out and then puts him on the rooftop and talks to him. Right. And he's like, "You and me, we're not so different."
I try to completely forget that movie exists, except for back in 2000. Like, when we saw that movie, that, there was nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Before. It was ahead of its time.
But you know, like the Goblin Ranger?
Dude, that was the worst costume design.
Yeah. Jeremiah and I were talking the other day. I was like, you know what would be kind of funny? If they brought J. Jonah Jameson back and used K. Simmons, too many J's going there, as, you know, J. Jonah, and then bring back, what's his name? The guy who played Harry, James Franco, as Norman.
Yeah.
Like, I know he kind of had a shot as Harry as the Goblin, but...
He could be the older...
He's aged now. He could be a Norman character. I don't know. Maybe it's flying too close to the sun, but...
He's actually a really good actor, so I think he could do something better with a role as
I'd be
serious.
Okay as if they wanted to continue Spider-Verse, they wanted to get some people, bring Franco on as Green Goblin when he's not souped up like that, because that was a really cool dragon form. I like that. But have him be the voice of the person that introduces Hobgoblin.
Yeah, which I think in the comic is Ned.
I believe
his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I might be wrong.
That could be interesting.
Comics are difficult.
Here's a question. So going forward with Spider-Man, if they introduce Green Goblin, do you want him in the suit, or do you want him turning, like, hulking out into the big monster goblin?
I don't know.
Why can't we have both? Starts out one, then, "Chemical spilled on me, oh no, comic book time."
Yeah. Hulk out. And then that could be a Hulk and Spider-Man team-up movie.
I mean, if you wanted to go that way.
Yeah, kind of okay with it, yeah. Lots of science involved in most of those movies.
Yeah.
Science. Quote-unquote science.
All right. So we went down that rabbit hole for a little bit.
We did. Well, I mean, that was only one movie, too.
I don't know. What's the next one?
Well, to give it a rating, 10 out of 10 different verses.
Yeah, I'd give it a solid 10 out of 10. I really don't have any major critiques for it.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
I'll settle for that.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Because Justin likes to
play. I'm not going to be giving out 10s left and right here.
Andy Stingy.
Unless it's like a Star Wars
movie. Oh, so you gave The Last Jedi a 10 out of 10.
That movie is a turd.
That movie is a turd. Growing on me.
It's not a horrible movie, like the worst movie ever made. It's better than some movies. It's just on the lower end for Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
There's some cool things in it. I don't feel like if you're starting with Abrams and ending with Abrams, you should throw something else in the middle of the mix. Whatever, it's done. Let's move on.
It's science fiction. So none of the physics and stuff are supposed to be real. So the fact that they run out of gas and can't keep propelling forward in a zero gravity space.
True.
And, you know, lasers.
But they also have fire in space. Yeah. So.
Lasers have trajectory.
True. You can dodge them.
Lasers have trajectory.
Still, that's probably the best scene of Force Awakening, though, is when he catches that.
Yeah, the
shot.
Bolt.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That blew my mind when we saw that.
Yeah, I think it also was blue.
Yeah,
maybe.
It was blue.
Literally blew your mind.
Okay, well, next movie.
Pork chop sandwiches.
That's when there's a penis pop.
There's a good transition.
Sorry.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of done with movies unless we do want to go through and review.
No, I'm good. I really haven't hated anything I've seen, but I've also been very selective in only seeing
That's
things
true.
I wanted to see. Lego. I will say this. Lego Movie 2, I was a little disappointed at. It was fun.
First one was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what it was. The first one set a bar so high, and then there was too many movies. You got Lego Movie, and then it was, what, Lego Batman, and then in the same year, Lego Ninjago. Those two came out. Maybe 5 months apart from each other.
Keep going.
And then it was Lego 2, which was 5 years after the first one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. It was more of the same. So I think it's like Guardians to Guardians 2. I don't think one necessarily passes the other one, but I think one is they're pretty even.
It's not actively bad. It's just like,
yeah,
okay.
Has a great message. That's a great message.
Good that you bring that up. There's a Mark L. Wahlberg. Sorry, I'm just looking at Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, hey, bro.
And that's a different guy.
Huh.
Or is it a different guy? Hollywood's a weird place now.
Maybe they spell Berg like different.
One has an H. Yeah. One can afford an H.
You're right. The other doesn't. One has an H. That's the only difference.
Just guess.
But I'm glad you bring that up because James Gunn is coming back for 3.
Yes.
Yes, thank he God. Is.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes me think this whole thing was kind of like a... Like, okay, look, we're going to fire you for now until this all blows over.
Yeah.
Then once it does, we're just going to put you back on the project again.
That was actually one of the articles I saw. Said
people will care about other things more.
They made their decision months ago, but we're waiting until everyone basically forgot about it.
Well, it's just like they said they were going to fire the guy playing the Hulk because he keeps leaking shit.
Paul Ruffalo? Yeah. Well, Tom Holland's just as bad.
Oh, apparently.
They said they have to keep those two locked up.
Oh, my God. That's why they need to hang out and make a movie together.
Yeah, that'd be
and
then great. Spoil it
for everyone. Or no more interviews. They can't do any more interviews.
I would be fine with that because that's also like less trailers. Like, we didn't need that second trailer for Endgame that we got.
But I'm glad we got it.
There was a small spoiler in there for it. Go ahead and then I'll.
Okay.
I would say we didn't need the first trailer. I would have been okay with the second one, but I am curious about the spoiler you're talking about.
Okay. So, I mean, Tony is out there. You know, in a cave, and some scraps.
Some scraps!
He's in a ship this time. And we're like, oh man, he's stranded. He ain't gonna make it out. Then the end of the trailer, then those cool white suits, which I really like.
Quantum suits, I'm guessing.
Travel. Oh, maybe.
I'm guessing Quantum Realm.
I have another theory. We can maybe talk about that
later. It's definitely Quantum Realm, because those are the suits. That's the suit Hank Pym wore when he went into the Quantum Realm.
Oh, okay.
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Okay.
And think of how much they talked about the Quantum Realm in Ant-Man and Wasp.
True.
More than any time before.
But that way too much
that
time
be setting
on
the third movie, though, too.
Yeah?
And there's a deleted scene in Ant-Man and Wasp. Sorry.
There
are deleted scenes in Ant-Man and Wasp, and there's one that involves Hank Pym's wife. I can't remember her name.
Hank Pym's wife?
Yes.
What's her name?
She had a name. I just can't remember.
It's Janet.
Janet, yes.
Janet. I don't remember that because that's my mom's name.
Oh, my God.
You guys have seen Friends, right?
Oh.
I'm Janice.
Bing, bing.
Janice.
I'm black, so no.
Yeah, there wasn't a black guy in that show.
Yet they live in the heart of New York.
Whatever,
The point is, there was a deleted scene in Ant-Man and Wasp after Janet and... I can't remember the husband's name.
Hank
and Janet. There you go. Where they're having a conversation about her time in the Quantum Realm. I think they cut that scene because if you listen to it, and then you could probably guess what would happen in Endgame. So they just cut it out completely. Mm-hmm. Doesn't affect the story, but it does take out little details that they're probably going to explain in Endgame itself.
Okay. So, gotta go and watch those.
Cool.
And a deleted scene, which are probably on YouTube somewhere, but you didn't hear that from me.
Okay, this isn't a huge spoiler either, though, because it's in the trailer. You see them walking in the white suits, you see Ant-Man, and now that you're making those correlations, I'm seeing that too. But then you also see Tony Stark walking with him. So he clearly makes it back just fine.
If it's a real shot.
They have been known to fake
shots before.
I'm
thinking the snap didn't kill people. It actually put them in a different reality. I think it was a reality stone.
Yeah.
Not a power stone thing.
The reality stone is red.
And they all just kind of turn to ash. What if they... And then when you also think of Doctor Strange, where he's not fighting on one dimension. He's fighting several different dimensions.
Yeah.
Or different planes of existence, essentially. So maybe they just went through different... That's the whole thing that kind of breaks his argument of, we have too many people. No, we don't, because we have different levels of existence.
Yeah.
So you could have just sent them somewhere else.
Anyways. So that it only solves the problem for our universe?
Yeah.
Marvel has quite the reputation when it comes to multiverses, so I could easily see them doing that.
Exactly.
But I don't see your average moviegoer being able to keep up.
That's when the X-Men universe comes in and they're like, yo, you just sent all these people to our reality.
Why do we have two Nick Furies?
But that also
one is white David Hasselhoff, and the other one is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. But if that ends up being explained to Thanos, he'll realize that he failed. Because he only did it for one universe.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the theory going around, too, about why Thanos is actually trying to wipe out half the universe?
No, I have not seen this theory.
I have not heard this. I heard
because he's
theory.
Trying to take out Galactus.
Yo. That's actually really cool, because Galactus, when he gets hungry, he gets hangry.
Yeah. So that was like a theory going around that Thanos is actually trying to take out a bigger source of evil than him.
Oh, and he believes what he's doing is right, so he's not actually evil.
Yeah, true.
Kind of. All villains, true. All good villains believe in the cause.
You're never the villain of your own story.
I'm the bad guy. Wasn't that Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah,
I'm the bad guy.
I'm not going to lie, because of those reviews, I'm pretty excited about it.
It's going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it.
The one other...
6 weeks?
Yeah, soon.
Endgame.
One other movie that I saw that nobody else saw, but I thought was amazing, Marky Mark kind of came back and killed with this, Modern Family. Or not Modern Family.
Oh, with Rose Byrne? Brin?
I believe so.
The one where they adopt the kids.
Oh, Instant Family.
Instant Family. Holy crap.
It was good?
Yeah. I went all by myself because everybody's lame and doesn't want to go with me.
Okay.
I'm sitting next to his dad, and I'm like, this is kind of weird. He's sitting next to his family. We're both crying at the same scenes. That's kind of crazy. That movie got me, and it sheds the light on like adoption in ways that I've never thought of.
Yeah.
So really, really good.
Cool.
The fact that the story is based on the writer of the movie is also really cool.
Yeah.
Could be the director.
Oh, nice.
Could be both.
Nice.
Really good.
It's not based on a book.
Based on real events.
Oh. Well, I thought the book was based on real events, and they made a movie based off the book.
Well, if he wrote the book and the movie.
That's two levels of distortion. That's two levels of distortion.
And you snap, and that happens.
One thing I did watch from the comfort of my own home that I started back in November when I bought my Ultimate Collector's Edition Millennium Falcon Lego set that took me way too long to put together.
Nerd.
Yep, that thing is ginormous. But... that's what she said.
Nerd.
So back in November, while I would stay up and work on this, I started watching every James Bond movie.
Really?
I started from the very beginning. Nerd. And I just recently finished it this past week. Learned lots. I had only ever seen a couple Sean Connery, Daniel Craig's, all Pierce Brosnan's.
Right.
But it's cool watching from the very beginning and seeing where the series grew from.
15 movies?
24.
Oh.
Yeah, next year's is 25.
All right.
And it's cool watching the series grow into what it became today. And Daniel Craig's is a full reboot. It's from the ground up a reboot of the series, which I never picked up on. I probably should have. But
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It's cool. It's neat. There's a little tidbit I threw in there.
I'm okay with that. But that means Marvel's, what, 3 or 4 movies away from being the
within 10
series?
Years over the 55 years of Bond.
So they would tie him this year, I think.
It'd be
25.
Easily.
Or Marvel might be 24.
Yep.
But that just means the year after.
And the next Bond is Daniel Craig's last one.
Okay.
So get your anticipation up for who they're going to cast. I think out of everyone in our group, I'm the only one that really likes the Bond movies. But
I like them.
It's kind of like the Fast and Furious, Mission Impossible, things like
I love
that.
I can
enjoy them. I'm not going to obsess about them.
I love James Bond movies and I love Indiana Jones movies.
Except for
I love
Skull.
Those two. I actually like Crystal Skull.
No, that's okay. I think the beginning is ridiculous enough that it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets blown out of the
site. I think the fridge part is fine. It's fine. The fact that he gets blown miles away is a little unrealistic. The whole swinging with the monkeys is a little cheesy, but, I mean, it's a product of the time. Those movies were like that in that time period, and, okay, enough. I'm going on a rant, but yeah. We all have our niche movies.
True.
So.
I don't know what mine is. Maybe Godzilla?
You love your Godzilla.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like Luke keeps talking about Godzilla at work, and I'm like... cool.
You don't know the monsters.
Cool.
You don't,
Mothra, like, King Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, there's going to be more than what they showed on there.
See,
yeah,
is this going to be a problem, though? Is this going to be a Justice League thing where it's too much in one movie?
They're giant monsters. They don't need character development.
Okay, so how's King Kong going to fit into this? Because King Kong versus Godzilla is the next one in the series.
Next year.
Bigger
Kong. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, well,
he was huge in King Kong.
Yeah,
how big
he
is he going to be?
Young.
I know. How big is he going to be in this
movie? That
movie
took place in the 80s?
Yeah, with Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Marvel. And Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Oh my gosh. I love Brie Larson. I didn't even notice that.
Yep.
That's crazy. I have a feeling that I don't know the spider's name, but the spider is going to be in this, and I think it's going to be one of those it reveals! Instantly gets murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also the sea monster, which is actually more like a giant crab with maybe some, like tentacles from like a squid might come in, might also instantly die.
Yeah.
Especially if they go up against Ghidorah. Oh my God.
King Ghidorah.
So what do you think, the chick, what's her name?
11.
Yes, from Stranger Things. What's her role in all this?
She's going to sing for Mothra.
I think you're right, actually, because that's how they awaken Mothra. There's two girls in the original movie.
Two tiny little girls that sing for Mothra.
I have to admit, though,
okay,
the idea of a giant moth is really stupid, even though it's more like a butterfly. When you see it in the trailer and it's like attack mode,
it's
cool looking.
It's awesome.
Oh my god.
It's the way they woke him up was kind of silly.
A lot of movies this year.
Yeah.
A lot of movies this year. What's next? Endgame?
AMC, if you'd like to sponsor us.
We'll do
every single movie.
We are open for all sponsorships. We will at least take your call and have a conversation.
Quit my job.
But yeah, I don't really have any other news.
I too am looking forward to Godzilla Battle Breeding Sale.
It came out.
No. It's coming out this soon. It's called King of Monsters. It is Battle Breeding City.
Oh. Mobile Battle Breathing Floating
Moving
Fortress
floating
City.
Battle Breeding City.
The third one came out on Netflix, by the way. Did you watch it?
I did. I didn't understand a single thing that was going on. What is
who
this?
Just bought the right? Who bought Power Rangers? Sorry, this is off topic. But
no, I don't want to watch
this. Whatever.
No. It's under a new Hasbro. Oh.
Hasbro
just bought it. And they were surprised. People were talking about, we can finally get a Transformers Power Rangers crossover movie.
With G.I. Joe.
With G.I. Joe.
I mean, we're already there.
I would watch the crap out of that movie.
All you gotta do is take the Transformers films, take the military guys, and slap a Yo-Jo.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And name one Joe.
I still haven't seen that Power Rangers movie.
It's not the worst. It just takes forever to get into their suits.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for two when we finally have a Green Ranger.
I don't know if we're getting it to.
Let's be honest.
I hope we don't.
Power Rangers wasn't awesome until we got there.
Yeah. Oh. His knife flute.
His knife flute that summoned a dragon.
And then Godzilla came out just like Godzilla from the ocean.
What's with giant monsters and music?
They're drawn to it.
I don't know.
Let them fight.
Gojira.
You spoke perfect English until just now.
Oh man. But yeah, the Godzilla trailer just got me hyped. What was it, the second movie? Oh wait, you already said
Godzilla. Oh yeah, that was big.
I'm ready for Endgame.
Yep.
I want it now. I want it in my veins.
I might rewatch Ragnarok again. Just
yeah, I've only seen it the one time. It might be good to watch it again.
If the girlfriend falls for it, I'll get her to finish Infinity War, watch Ant-Man because she's never seen it, and Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then, other than like maybe Iron Man 2 or something like that, she's all caught up.
Wow. She could probably go without seeing Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but kind of funny to review. I'm fine with throwing that out there. None of those movies are actually bad.
No,
they're still so much
bad.
Fun to watch.
Oh, speaking of Iron Man 2, that's the one where all the robots come to life, right? And they're flying around.
That's 3.
Trust me.
Two, it's at the convention center.
Drones.
Yeah, at the end.
Oh,
Hammer.
Yeah.
Hammers, robots, and they take them out. Yeah, they came out and canonically said that that little kid with the Iron Man mask is Peter Parker. Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm like, okay.
So they canonically lied.
Yeah.
Well, and what's his name? The guy that's playing Spider-Tom Holland? He said that was him.
No.
But I don't know if I believe that.
It wasn't him.
Like him as the actor doing that? Huh.
I think he would have been too young.
I don't believe it.
Or too old to be that little kid.
Yeah.
What little kid? Little kid doesn't
Maybe exist. He was just saying that was Peter.
Because Tom Holland's, what, like 24 in real life?
I don't know. Last time I heard he was like 20.
Look, ages in Hollywood are weird.
I would Google him, but he would die.
Yeah, don't do that.
Rest in peace, Tom Holland.
Someone else Google him.
Like how you killed Carrie Fisher?
George Michael.
And George Michael.
Oh my god, he's so young. He was born in 96.
Wow.
We're so old.
So he's what, 23, 24?
20 numbers. I don't
know. Wow.
Take whatever the year is. 3.
Cool. 23.
I don't know. He's young.
I'm good at math.
Math.
I actually am good at math. So I just didn't want to do it right there.
The arithmetics.
Other than that, man, I still got God of War to play.
Yeah, I'll play it when I play it.
Uncharted Lost Legacy, I'm pretty
far. That was good.
Almost done with it. It is a nice non-expansion.
Yep.
Spider-Man's still sitting on my table.
I really like the end credits song of Lost Legacy.
Okay.
It's on Apple Music. I downloaded it.
Oh, nice. That is one of the best things about Apple Music, all the soundtracks they have on there. They're missing a few. Like, Final Fantasy XIII soundtrack is really good.
Yeah.
And the game is just okay.
Yeah.
But I love just being like, pop on a movie soundtrack and then hit create a station. It just goes.
Nice.
And sometimes it's terrible.
The Witcher 3 ruined all open games for me. And I didn't even beat it. It's just, I started it and I play other open world games. I'm like, Oh, so that's why I end up not liking these. It's because even in Witcher 3, the main quest, it's good, but the side quests could end up being an entire game in themselves, just right. narratively.
Yeah.
Because they start out very simple and almost meaningless, and then you have an oh no moment where it flips, and you're like, oh, this goes deeper than I originally thought it did.
And then the writer of that also wrote Cyberpunk coming out, 2077. Oh, cool. I think.
Looking forward to that
cool. one. But he recently broke with that company, and Blizzard hired him.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. What that's going to lead to.
Hopefully something good.
Give us that Overwatch movie now.
Do it.
Just, I watched just some of their it. Shorts again recently, and I was like, oh my God, I need this.
Just do it. Give it to it.
No, we haven't had a short in a while either from them.
Well, they're gearing up to reveal a new character.
Baptiste here comes out Tuesday.
Ah,
cool.
So one of the older characters is going to get a short, but they're going to introduce a new character.
Maybe. Well, in the last one we got was BlizzCon. It was McCree's story. They introduced that foot lady. Did you see it, Justin?
No,
you're missing out.
Don't short. Pay attention to.
But then they also introduced Ash. And
I choose you, Pikachu, go!
I win.
Ash was kind of like Ash, the Pokemon there.
I really want, so I want Ash to have a Bob's Burger skin and then have Bob dressed up as Bob's from Bob's Burger.
Oh, man.
Anyways, yeah, I've still been into Overwatch. I played a little bit of the first division. I think I beat all of the story and I got the base upgraded. And then I was like, what now? Does it have a narrative ending? Because if so, I'm
trying to think.
I already deleted the game. I had to reinstall it.
I think the base Division 2, like vanilla Division 2.
No, just regular Division.
No, not. You're good. I'm going into Division 2, but I'm thinking Division 1. Base Division 1, I don't think so. But Division 2 takes place after the whole virus thing's already been dealt with.
Gotcha.
Now we're in recovery mode. Which presents its own problems because there are people trying to take advantage of the situation of chaos.
So was the virus everywhere or just New York?
It was everywhere. Okay. It started in New York during Christmas time because New York is like an epicenter of travel.
Right.
So all those people go home and they spread take the viruses it. With them.
That's so cool.
Nice.
We need a new plague. I can't wait.
So actually that's the exact story of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
The remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it. I'm ready. I don't want monkeys.
Also starring Draco.
I'll be on the monkey side. I'll kill them. Not saying I'm going to, but I might.
I, for one, will. Heard it here first. Are you monkey overlords?
Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss. It's a Simpsons episode. Which brings me on another tangent. I've been looking at bows. Not because I want to go hunting. I just want to shoot.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah, I'd like to learn how to use a bow properly.
Yeah.
Be good at it.
I want to get a recurve so that when you pull back, you always are feeling the weight of the string or the compound as you pull back and it holds the weight for you, essentially. Yeah. Just so relaxing.
You've
shooting.
Seen like the archery courses, right? Where you can play like laser tag?
Yeah, we need to do that people. So, well, we were originally going to do that for Max's thingamabobber.
Bachelor party?
Married party.
Game over party?
Enslavement party.
Not didn't come from Alex or my.
I think now we call it indentured servitude.
Indentured servitude.
Is that the white wave saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
But it'd just be nice to have that set up and be like, you know what? Feels good out. I'm just going to go out and shoot.
Yeah, where you shoot at?
Just my house. We have woods right behind us, though, so I could get a good, like, probably 40-foot distance away and not be shooting towards anybody. Knowing me, I would accidentally shoot myself in the foot or something. So I'm going to get like rounded tip where they kind of look like little bullets, essentially.
Yeah.
So that way it'll still go in like a marker or something, but it's not going to go in a tree or in somebody, hopefully.
Or human flesh.
Yeah, man, just ricochet off the tree and hit your neighbor.
Dude, what if the thing hits you in the ribs?
Oh.
Not going in, it would be like one of those rubber pellets hitting you.
I don't even want to think about it.
At the point.
I wouldn't mind a crossbow either.
Crossbows would be cool.
We were at Dick's and I was looking at him and I was like, then she also said, I love Dick's. And I was like, how do you do?
You're with the right person.
Are we still doing phrasing?
I don't know if she wanted me to say that, but it's too late now. That's not true. It's not on the internet yet. It's too late now.
Too lazy to edit.
I just said, I don't think she'll ever listen or care.
We'll fix it in post question mark.
Honestly, post for the show is me listening to it in like double speed.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Well,
cool. I mean, I haven't.
What are we expecting from 2019? We can finish on that note.
It's a good idea.
I think 2019 is going to have some great things in store.
Yeah. Movie-wise, absolutely.
Yep.
Personal life, maybe. Yep. I'm looking forward to this summer just going places, like hiking. Mm-hmm. Attached to her dog.
Getting out of the doldrums of winter and into the nice sun. God.
It was snowing today.
Yeah.
What's it's happening? Terrible.
I don't understand.
Yeah. And now it's actually kind of warm.
Yeah. Welcome to Ohio.
This is the weather that makes you sick.
Yeah. I feel like for games this year.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Link's Awakening.
Oh, that was a cool announcement.
Yeah.
Nintendo's got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Probably get a Switch this year.
Cool.
Other than that, I'm just looking forward to...
Oh, have you guys seen the... since Pokemon was just announced, have you guys seen the memes about turning the female Pokemon trainer into a Scottish girl? Fantastic. They turn her into like this salty Scottish girl and have all the other characters reacting to her. She's pretty much Merida from Brave.
It's great. I was going to say, it's supposed to be like Scotland or England, right?
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I think there's like, there's a little bit of England in there, a little bit of Italy. I think someone even said a little bit of France looking.
Some Norway.
Yeah.
So you pick the guy and he goes, I'm Kevin. <It's>... You pick the guy and goes, oh, he got mad.
No, I think it's like the first map to go straight up. And only go up.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And like, it's gonna start just like the different territories aren't gonna look like super different.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm excited for it. I haven't played it.
I think people were expecting a little too much change, and then let themselves down when it didn't happen. I'm like,
yeah.
These are the same people that are remaking the same game for over 20 years now.
Right. Hold on. Let's be perfectly fair. They took random battles out of one game, and everybody flipped out.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
And they also keep giving you the Pokemon following behind you and taking it away.
Yeah.
I would be cool if Game Freak was finally like, hey, we're going to partner with. Who would they partner with?
CD Projekt Red.
I'd say Epic.
EA Games.
Epic would be a good choice. Everything.
EA is already in
it. Instead of loot boxes, it's loot balls.
Loot balls. We randomly stole these balls from other trainers. Go to some rocket for
them. I would love for Epic to put a team together to help them out and then hand them the Unreal Engine.
That would be cool.
Go for it.
Yeah.
If you need any help figuring out how to do something with this engine, just let us know.
That'd be cool.
I just love how you're like, let's wrap up the episode. I'm like, tangents.
No, that's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do. Yeah.
So I'm really curious about Death Stranding coming out because... I'm just curious what they did
later.
Because they used the same engine that was used for Horizon Zero Dawn.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And they brought in Guerrilla Games to help teach them how to use the engine.
They showed.
What were they trying to do with that engine that they wanted their help with? Right. And now that they got that help, what are they going to do with it?
We are going to take control of mechanical animals and ride them. So, and they'll be dinosaurs. Okay. They've got to be dinosaurs.
Okay. Like, I have no real expectations for that game, except that it's going to be weird. So, just show me how weird you can get.
What if they took Horizon and they actually skinned the things and then just re-released the game? I would play it. I would play it. Like, if you're actually going up against the T-Rex and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd play it.
You could still blow off body pieces and stuff, too.
I'd play it.
Still never played Horizon.
Oh, my God.
I did download the PlayStation streaming app. I was playing a PS4 from bed. I was swinging around town as Spider-Man. It was kind of cool.
Again, cool. Open world game. I played it long enough until I'm like, okay, I get it.
I only put it down. Story. I didn't try to catch all the pigeons.
No. The story's pretty quick, actually.
Story's pretty cool.
It's not horribly long.
Maybe 12, 13
hours. Felt a little rushed at the end, but...
I'm curious what they're going to do with it afterwards, because usually these types of stories end where this game ended.
Yeah.
And they never go beyond that point. Yeah. So now that you know how the world got the way it was, what do you do now?
Give me two-player Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, they're setting it up. You could easily do a co-op with Miles and Peter.
You're not supposed to say that. He doesn't know.
I do, though. I've heard him.
He spoils everything.
It's still the world game. I play it till I click up and I get it. And
this game, though, made me want to see the guy from Seinfeld be Dr. Octopus and Marvel's cinematic universe. Yeah, I want to see George Costanza as Dr. Octopus.
That would be interesting.
And he's still the same George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Oh, man.
That'd be funny. It'd be hilarious. Disney, get on it.
Right.
We'll be waiting. We're expecting great things.
The power is yours.
All right, friends. Well, this is, again, our welcome back episode.
Our six-month anniversary celebrated by season 2. Premiere.
I actually will call this season 2.
Perfect.
World premiere.
Actually, the video game awards were nice this year.
This I didn't is watch our the Dice second Wars. Coming.
Okay. I tried to watch the Dice Awards because Greg Miller was hosting, but some of those jokes were just like...
My gosh. I hate whenever we try to ram down and go on another tangent, but...
What was the one with Jeff Keighley?
The video game awards. Yeah,
that's awards. But that was the end of last year. Yeah, I tried watching that.
I actually enjoyed that because they announced that was a lot rough. Of games and stuff.
I could not get through it.
Well, the beginning was rough when they're letting people come up and speak and stuff. And yeah. I agree with, I'm going to throw it out there, Nick Scarpino, like, if you don't catch me in the first 15 seconds, get off.
That's a good point, yeah.
I will say that there's a lot of business side of video games that's going down this year. We're probably going to see more places close down, probably going to see more studios downsize.
True.
But here's the good thing. All of those creative people being released, you cannot stop making video games once you've got the taste of it.
True.
So what they're going to do is they're going to start making their own things. They're not going to be huge AAA games. They may be something smaller and indie that gets released on Steam or the Epic Store. But because now there's more marketplace where you can get attention for your stuff, the chances of us getting more awesome things is actually increasing.
Yeah.
I'm dying, sorry. Which makes me think, like, they really need to use...
Oh, yeah. I can see them doing that.
Movies is a different... It's kind of similar but different, but you should be able to make a game and it not be super great and still have a job. I don't know. That's really tough to say for sure because these studios are closing left and right. Then you hear others that are doing fine. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Money's weird, man.
Yeah. Different topic, different time.
Yeah, that is a whole topic all its own. That might happen in season 2.
All right, this has been, I guess, Expectation versus Reality.
Yeah.
This is Alex signing out.
This is Jeremiah saying goodbye.
And we are just in time to go.
And yeah, it's time to leave. I'm sorry we had to leave you on that note. I apologize.
Monopoly money.
Oh, man, they never should have publicly released everybody's phone numbers. Kind of like they did. I think it was back in the 90s they publicly released everybody's phone number, and then that's why people didn't answer their like house phones.
Yeah.
Now it's cell phones. All of our numbers are live.
Posting cell phone numbers too? Now?
Yes.
I think you have to actually go get it removed if you want it removed, but by default, everybody's numbers are out there.
And that's what bothers me because sometimes it's a call in service that says, give us your phone number, we'll remove you. How do we know that that's not a place that's taking your phone number, putting you on a different list?
I did not know that. When did this happen?
Oh, it's been a while.
Really?
We'd actually want to look it up and like research into
it. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But if it happened in the 90s, that was before cell phones were really big.
Yeah.
So, unintended consequences.
Have you noticed that those calls have just ramped up in the last 2 or 3 years? Before that, you almost never got them.
Are you guys getting random calls that have the first 3 digits of your number? I'm getting those at least one every couple of days.
Your zip code?
No, the first 3 digits of your cell phone number.
Nope.
Yeah.
Your actual number or after your area code?
After the area code. First 3 digits, like, and then random.
I think
four numbers.
3 digits are like still like a zone code or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not getting those. I'm getting 407 calls because my phone number is still Florida.
Oh.
So nice. That's been pretty funny.